VentureCast. Pop culture. Subcultures. Music. Horror.
Sex.
Politics. Art. And overall bad ass.
This is Society 13. Redefining podcasting.
Music.
Horror.
Subculture.
And overall badass. Welcome to Kettle Whistle Radio. With your host Dave and Sean.
Hey, how the hell are you? Good show coming up. Chuck full of misinformation. Yeah, we're talking Godzillionaire, The Untamed, Z the Movie, Lin's Intention, Tomahawk, Godzilla, and Kong. Spoilers. Sean defends Kong. I do not. The Expanse. Some sci-fi talk. Sasquatch versus weed versus death. But mostly, we have a new release from Frail, a remix of Godless coming up later, and an old favorite off of Wisdom from 16 Volt Motor Skill. The reason for that being is that Eric Powell will be back, and we will be interviewing him not too long from now. If you go back about 10 years, Eric Powell, 16 Volt, that was like one of our first guests. Love it. All right. Very important to note, John Young of D Factor, as in D-Factor, that is the man behind the music and, remixes and other stuff that you'll hear later on, but he is the man behind. You can hit him up. You can go to my friend's page on Facebook. I know you're all afraid of Facebook. Who gives a shit? John Young on my friends. He will make music for you. Or we will make it together, and that's what happens. All right, well, enjoy this, but don't forget D-Factor. Want to thank Charlie Fleming for Electric Prawn and Kettle One. Not play today, because we have so much going on, but you'll hear that again, too. That's always our intro. And, of course, you have to go to Fashion Trashin' and watch all those damn shows. They're five-minute segments of puppets doing bad shit. You'll love it. You'll love it. You could also be a part of it. I've brought many a fan listener, their fans, my listeners, on board to become a sock puppet. So it is worth your while to hit us up. KettleWhistleRadio@gmail.com if you got music. And we always want to hear it. We always want to share it. But I do look forward to Frail and the remix album and the song Godless you'll hear tonight. All right. Take care, and thanks for listening, and always, please, support us if you can. Look up Dr. Peeler comic book, or just go to Burning Bulb Comics or burningbulbpublishing.com, but you can go to Burning Bulb Comics and hit up Dr. Peeler number one, because number two is coming out. It's an ongoing series. We could use your support. As for the bands, go to Bandcamp and just throw down a buck. Support the bands. Go and support. Buy the freaking music. Look at the merch. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. Sean probably doesn't.
Cinnamon Charles.
Sit back and bask in the wackiness of Boku Askew TV. A YouTube channel featuring sock puppets, irreverent comedy, bizarro imagery, and oddball silliness aplenty. To watch now, visit youtube.com/BokuAskewTV.
Thanks for watching.
watching fish. I'm Cinnamon Charles. And I'm Diamond Tumult. See you next time. I leave a pork cheese.
Hello. How are you, folks?
Friends and fiends. Captain Sexy is in the house.
Am I considered a fiend?
Yes, because you listened before you were part of it, I think. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. By now we all know the turnout of, I don't know, nothing. Oh, the Kentucky Derby.
Sure.
There's something. What else? Did anything else come out? Ceremony by Deftones, that video. By now you've seen it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, great.
That
song.
Album's really good.
We only have it on vinyl.
You know, I remember an earlier episode when the first single from that album came out, and I was kind of like, "Eh, it sounds like the Deftones." But when I heard the rest of that album, I was like, "Oof. Oh my god, this is so good!"
Yeah,
and
it's really good.
I feel
Ohms.
I feel bad for Ohm. My. Yeah, it sounds like the Deftones. I feel really terrible about that. Wow. I actually really do.
You should feel a little bit bad. It's a good album. It's really good. It's consistent and exactly what they said that it was going to be. Backwards and forwards. Love the Deftones. But we are definitely. Oh, man. We are skirting the elephant in the room, which is Kong versus Godzilla. Or is it Godzilla vs. Kong?
It's Godzilla vs. Kong.
And why is that, pray tell? I got my wish.
You got your wish?
Yes.
Is that what you wanted?
Yes. Spoiler. Can we spoil now?
I have no idea if we can spoil.
Really?
If somebody's going to spoil, I'm going to let you spoil.
But wait, it's been a month? Has it?
It's been almost a month. Yeah.
So we can't say. But they're going to know. Decide for yourself who wins. Damn it. I thought we could do that. I guess it's too early. I didn't think, like, not everybody has
no
HBO.
No matter who wins, we lose.
Like, if you don't have HBO Max. True. People could see it in the theater, though.
Which movie did I steal that from?
Your dad's ass. I don't know what the... What?
Alien versus Predator.
Oh, I thought no one in space could eat ice cream. Yeah.
I've never heard that bullshit.
Yes, you did.
I just heard it now.
Killer Clowns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see.
Oh, yeah. See that clown movie.
Yeah, don't outquote me. yeah, but Aliens, what was it? No one in space can hear you scream. It's true. It's a vacuum. So, anyway, what are you watching these days, like right now? Because you and Bob Hoagland, my artist here, turned me on to a certain show. But where have you been? Sci-fi, horror, anything?
Well, I got a couple things going on. I have some shows that I really like to watch right now. One of which, in the sci-fi realm we're both watching, is called The Expanse. And
stole my thunder.
It is an amazing sci-fi show.
It really is.
The first episode I watched, I'm like, I don't know what I'm getting into. I'm not really, you know. And I tell you, by the third episode, I was completely hooked. And just like, wow, this is really good. And this was made originally on the Sci-Fi Channel, I think, right?
Is it really?
Yeah, I think
they're so not worthy.
The first season or two, I think, was on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh God!
And then it moved to what platform is it on now? Hulu?
Prime? Prime. It's like a Prime original.
Yeah.
So Sci-Fi, what did they do? Chop it up? Because you can't show half.
I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know. It's really well done.
Sci-Fi has let me down. I guess they make money doing their. I don't even know what they do anymore. How is that channel not, like, the biggest channel? They should have been Prime.
I'll tell you, back in the day, man.
What do I know?
That Highlander TV show back in the day. I'm getting off topic here, but, you know.
No, you're not.
It was really good.
Things like the expansion, expansion series. The expanded universe of The Crow and Highlander and things like that. I couldn't get into because a certain person that lived in my house at the time drove me crazy with it.
I can't say that this was not a family member.
I'll just say this here. Adrian Paul should have been a bigger star.
Okay.
A way bigger star. And he had an opportunity, I think, to be the new James Bond. And he kind of has that young Sean Connery look.
Hmm.
If you look at pictures side by side, maybe after we're done with this interview, you pull it up. You'll take a look at it.
Okay. No, I trust you.
He should have been a bigger star. And.
All right.
Anyway.
Take your word. But The Expanse is amazing. You said I should watch it. And then Bob drove it home and said, yes, he's right. And I'm two seasons in. And it's amazing.
I think I'm three or four seasons
in. It's only five seasons. Yeah. I know. Thomas Jane is in it. No spoilers. Don't give anything out about that around anything. Yeah, no spoilers at all. Because it's such a good show. But Thomas Jane is in it. He's phenomenal. He's great. What you expect from Thomas Jane, really. The whole cast, and they're definitely a disposable cast. It's a very anime-generated series. You don't know where it's going to go. It reminds me of a lot of Gundam anime subplots, and plots, I should say. If you watch any of the Gundam anime, it's never just good guys and bad guys. It's factions. And it's like a three-army war with one faction in the middle that could change and turn coat. You don't know where it's going to go. Am I right?
You're absolutely right.
And then they throw in some, what is it called? Proto-molecular?
Proto-molecule. Proto-molecule.
Proto-molecule. When that happens, you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And I'm not a sci-fi geek. I mean, yeah, I like Star Wars, but I don't dive deep. I guess I do. I like Kubrick.
Fantasy? Are you more of a fantasy?
No, like I read all the Orson Scott Card books, you know, Ender's Game, the whole series. I read the first five books. I heard they're still going.
What did you think of that movie?
I liked it. It was overdue. If it was done in the 80s, it would have blown people away.
Yeah.
It was too late. It was too late for that. But it's great. And those are great books. But after you read Orson Scott Card, it's hard to read other sci-fi space epics. It's hard to, you know, I'm a Robotech guy. I beat it to death, read all the books, and, you know, and Dune. It's hard to find a new space epic. Do you think we can? Or did we with The Expanse?
We did with The Expanse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Let me ask you a question about another sci-fi movie.
I had to take a drag off my smoke just then.
another sci-fi-ish kind of movie.
Okay.
Did you see Ready Player One?
Not yet.
It's really good.
Spielberg.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a kid book?
It's based on a book, and apparently there's a sequel book. Okay. So I don't know, will we get a sequel movie?
It looked like I would like it.
It's really good.
So I should give it a shot.
You should definitely watch it.
Mm, damn. That it's like family friendly though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, I'm just curious. Like,
it's not completely family friendly. It's not PG.
Oh, so the Spielberg.
It's not R, but it's.
Well, he invented PG-13. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. With Temple of Doom, folks. Kids out there. Temple of Doom.
Where are you at on that movie? I love that movie.
I love that movie. I had a great time with that movie. I love that. You know, ripping hearts out of people. It's great, man.
Kalima! Shakti-day!
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, the whole coal mining, that whole bit with the coal mining chase. dude. Like,
I tell you. That one scene though, with the in the cave with the bugs.
Oh,
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Now I'm gonna say this right now. I went to college, and I was in a fraternity. Yes, I was, and we lost our charter, and it's legendary. But I can't talk about it. I won't talk about the fraternity either. That's a legal thing. However,
what about the school?
we had at least six Indian brothers, guys from India. And two were Sikhs, and we had two Hindis. Now, I was in a room with them watching the Temple of Doom, and they're fans of Indiana Jones, but Temple of Doom, when they do the monkey brains and the dining room scene, mm-hmm. and just
infuriated. She's like, this is ridiculous. Why are you making me watch? And we got into this funny fight because we were drinking, you know, we're all drinking. And they're like, they knew it was ridiculous. I knew it was ridiculous. But I could see like where that would be kind of offensive to like an intellectual, like that is not how India should be portrayed. And they're yelling at me and I'm drunk. Like, dude, it's just a VHS, man. You want to watch Indiana Jones? And I'm still friends with, God bless these guys. But I, you know, we don't see things from that point of view because we're stupid Americans when it comes to that. Yeah, that scene in the dining room with Snake Surprise is offensive to some folks. And listen, I can call these guys up tomorrow and they would laugh at what I'm saying right now. So don't cancel me. We already did that episode. Motherfuckers. All right, so Temple of Doom, you're on, huh?
You like that one? I like
that's
that
a good one.
One.
Yeah. It's a pretty creepy sequence there. All right, so we lost track of what the hell we were talking about. Kong versus Zilla. Zilla versus Kong.
What about The Expanse? We're done with that.
But we can't. All right. All right. No, I just want to say that with the Kong versus Zilla, I should
Zilla
have said
versus Kong.
I know, but it's all the same to me. You were right in what you said in your prediction.
Yes.
I'm not a blogger. I don't read blogs. I don't go online to look for spoilers. But what you said and how the turnout would be with Zilla versus Kong,
mm-hmm.
It turned out exactly how you said. However, one little piece that we still can't spoil that makes me so
That's
happy.
Because I have psychic premonitions.
Okay. All right. All right. So, all right. I just wanted to clear that part up that you were right. So back to The Expanse. All right. So what kind of fans of sci-fi should watch this? I would go with the reboot of Battlestar Galactica big time.
Yeah.
Big time. If you like that, it's a thinking man sci-fi.
Absolutely.
And the violence is intense when it happens and you don't expect it sometimes. Yep. What else? Who else? Who else should be watching The Expanse? I think Dune fans.
Yeah.
Because it's deep. And what's her name that plays Christian? Indian actress, actually. She's phenomenal. She was in Nightbreed, I think, way back in the day.
Yeah, I can't.
She's been acting ever
I can't
since.
Think of her
she's
name.
Lovely. Lovely. And
she's got that smoker's voice that's like yeah, just amazing.
Right? Yeah. Why does that turn guys on?
I don't
like
know.
Like my say, Stevie Nicks. But what's funny is like.
I love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, still do. Yeah, my wife said tonight that if she walked in, she'd steal me away and it'd be okay. And Shirley Manson.
You know, my chihuahua. She's a redhead, and I started calling her Shirley Manson.
I'm really concerned that you shared that just now.
Her nickname is Shirley Manson.
I would probably be a better person not knowing that. But now I know.
Her other nickname is Chi-Chi, but anyway.
I'll get to meet Shirley Manson one day, I guess.
exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, before we strayed from topic yet again... my wife will walk in the room when The Expanse is on, and when Christian is on the screen, she's mm-hmm. always wearing some crazy ass garb, and yep. it's just like beautiful, like this elegant, like unbelievable Hollywood gown.
Yeah, I mean, this is like total like movie quality, like mm-hmm. big budget sci-fi, great storytelling, amazing actors and actresses.
Very true.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, The Expanse. I highly recommend it. I'm only two seasons in. I know guys that finished it. I don't know any girls that watch it yet. But I don't understand that either because it's very, very femme... what's the word I'm looking for? Very feminine... help me out here. Dominant? that's a porn category.
Is it?
I think it
feminine
is.
Feminine dominant?
It sounds like it should be, right?
It sounds like it should be.
70s reference. But no, the female characters are very strong.
Yeah.
The ones that survive, if any of the characters, are very strong. And we're at a point now after season two, you can't imagine any of these people dying.
Well, it's not Game of Thrones level dying.
No, it's not. But, you're right. You're right.
I'll tell you, I stopped. I was like just burning through the first few seasons. And I realized, I was like, boy, I want to prolong this. I don't want to just burn through it and be done with it.
I agree.
And I think I started the beginning of the fourth season, and I realized that, and I was like, ooh, I better stop this and watch some other things. So actually, there's some other things, and we talked about this earlier, that you wanted to know what am I watching, which was the original question, I think.
Probably, no.
And did you watch Resident Alien?
No.
On the Sci-Fi Channel?
No.
With Alan Tudyk?
No. I like Alan. Love him.
It was amazing.
Really?
Amazing.
Okay.
Really funny, dark comedy. It was really good. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to.
You really missed out on that. That's really good.
It sounds too happy for me.
It really surprised me how good it was.
Well, I'm going to make sure I bring the show down with my horror references after this next break here. And what are we playing? Oh, yeah, we're going to play the new release off Lynn's Intention. My girl from NYC, living in Germany.
Deutschland.
Yes, we're going to be playing Got the Devil in the Back Room right now, which is a brand new single. And I hope you enjoy. And we'll be right back, I think. Till then.
I'll be here.
Captain Sexy will be here.
Instead. I'm Heather Taddy, and you're listening to Kettle Whistle Radio.
We're back. All right.
In the saddle again?
Yeah. Lynn's intention. I do love that woman. She's so great. And what a great interview. If you want to hear Lynn's intention in all her intentions, Lynn, let's see, go back 3 or 4 episodes. And she's great. Living in Germany right now. I wake her up all the time with ideas, and she sends me music while she's sleeping. And that's our relationship. All right. So we were talking about TV shows we're watching right now. You.
Me.
You.
Me. So I brought a show to you that you need to check out. You definitely need to check out Resident Alien.
Yeah.
But I'm also watching this show on Netflix right now. It's got 4 seasons.
Okay.
It's called Kim's Convenience. It's about a South Korean family that lives in, I think, Toronto, Canada. And they run a convenience store. And hilarity ensues.
Okay.
It is super funny. It's hilarious. And, you know, it has all the tropes and stereotypes that, you know, but I, it's really, 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 really funny.
Where
really,
do you
really tasteful. Well done.
Where do you find that one?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Another show that I really like, I don't know if you're a big fan of Nathan Fillion.
Yes,
but
of course.
I love that show, The Rookie, he's on right now.
No, I didn't watch it yet. But no, Firefly for me. And,
yeah.
And prior, everything else, my God.
Castle and
well,
all that stuff.
I go more the horror movie route. But,
what?
Yeah.
Slither.
Yeah. I own it. It's
that
like
movie's
right there.
Amazing.
It's sitting right in front of you. Yeah. It's right there. Director's cut, man.
Yeah.
No, I love Nathan Fillion. He's awesome.
Yeah.
all right, so let's see. Wait, oh, the reading portion of our show. Let's see here.
Oh, there's actually another sci-fi show that I'm watching, and the name's escaping me right now. I'm only like 3 episodes in. It's almost like an X-Files kind of show. It's the guy that made Fringe made it.
Sesame Street.
Yeah. I can't think of the name of it. I know. I'll think
of it. Not Joss Whedon. Is that a Whedon thing?
He got canceled.
Yeah, he's canceled.
Yeah.
Enjoy, kids.
You missed that episode.
But you can still watch it if you own the DVDs. We covered that last episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
He sounds
like
a son of a bitch, but.
I guess he's a son of a bitch to work for. It wasn't sexual harassment this time, just a dick.
Yeah, just a plain dick, I think.
Well, we've
yeah.
all had that.
And,
we've all had that.
Yeah.
We've all had an asshole to work for. We've all had to. Oh, boy. All right, move on, please.
Move on. Right. Moving along.
The reading portion of our show. All right, so, 2 books going on here. Alice in Chains, The Untold Story by David de Sola. Came out 2015. Apparently, this has new updated material. what, since 89? Like, all right, so yes.
Is this a book where this guy did his own research and.
No.
Or is the band actually involved?
Yeah, they're involved.
Yeah.
Very, very involved. Yeah, that is a.
Because that's important, I think.
Well, yeah, you know who to blame if not Heather Taddy, because she gave me the book.
Oh.
Okay. And Small Victories, The True Story of Faith No More by Adrian Hart.
Yes. I want to read that.
She said this was good, and I am halfway through, and except that Mike Patton is still a mystery to her. And I was like, dude, he's always... She said it on, actually, the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is always going to be a mystery. That's how he makes his money, by being a mystery. So,
yeah.
And good, because I don't really need to know, because what happens when we know too much? You get canceled.
Yeah.
You get canceled.
He's a good guy, though.
We'll go with that. We will agree to disagree until he comes on and yells at me. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. That's a plan. All right. So, hey, weird-ass horror movie. Weird fucking horror movie right now. If you have Shudder, you can still see it. The Untamed. Okay. This is Mexican horror. In the vein of 81's The Possession by Andrzej Zulawski.
starring Sam Neill back in the day. Very disturbing 81 horror movie. Well, Untamed, if you're a fan of the Possession from 81, you will like the Untamed. It's the flip side of it. Imagine, this is an alien who is not focused on at all, really. But the few moments that it is, it's horrific. But an alien that crashes that only knows how to give pleasure.
Ugh.
Mm. Yeah. And it lands in Mexico. And there's a...
pleasure ensues?
Weird three-way thing happening. And the alien's involved. But this thing, like, it only knows pleasure to the point where, I guess, in the end, you can't even... It consumes you entirely or not. Sometimes you can handle it and you become another person, basically an ambassador, and you introduce new people to the pleasure. Huh. It's a fucking whacked movie. Untamed on Shudder. Very disturbing. And sometimes you think you're just watching this horrific sexual drama and then the alien appears. I got nothing else other than Creepshow, the second season.
Ugh, Creepshow. I haven't seen it. What? I want to watch it. Well, the big reason I haven't watched it is because Creepshow freaked me out when I was a kid.
Wait, the series? Oh.
The movie. The original movie.
You didn't like The Crate.
The Crate. That's the creature in the crate.
It's a favorite.
Thing freaking horrified me.
It's a favorite.
And, you know, it reminds me a lot of another movie that kind of freaked me out a little bit when I was a kid was...
The Basket?
No, The Watchers. Oh. Dean Koontz's The Watchers. They made that into a film with Corey. Was that with
Corey? Yeah, Corey Haim was in it. Great book. That book made me cry. If you love dogs.
I think dogs play a big role in all of his books, right?
That doesn't always mean the dog dies, but you have this emotional attachment to the dogs.
Yeah.
But the Watchers, it's called, where the dog and the creature escape from the same experiment.
Yep.
And woo.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more. So Corey.
Anyway,
Corey Haim touched a chord with you.
Yeah, Corey Haim. Poor guy. Oh. He's no longer with us.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a Haim. That's a shame. But I do miss him. The Coreys. I grew up with the Coreys.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman. We've been to conventions where he's at. And seen his antics, and he's having a great time. I don't know. You have to come to a convention with us.
I will definitely come to it.
Definitely like Indianapolis or, well, we're doing Point Pleasant.
Mothman.
Yeah, the Mothman. Heather and I got a table for Point Pleasant. It's September, I want to say 19th, the weekend of.
I'll be there. I'll go to that.
Yeah, man. You should. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's hard to get a table there. The only way I could, of course, was through her.
Yeah.
You know, who the fuck am I? But,
you're somebody.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I am. But, no, Mothman is supposed to be a good time. And if you watch her back in the day with the Paranormal State stuff, one of the better episodes. But let's not forget the Richard Gere film, I think, is phenomenal.
Yeah, phenomenal soundtrack too.
Yes. Oh, and didn't we cover that?
We did, mostly by the band King Black Acid, which is a really great band that most people probably haven't even heard of.
Who does the song Half Light? That's actually the producers, right? Or the soundtrack?
No,
guys?
That's the band Low.
Low.
And it's remixed by Ammon and Toby or something like that.
Nice memory, man.
Something like that. I can't remember the exact name, but it's like Ammon and Toby or
so
something.
Haunting.
That's a great song.
And you've got that Indrid Cold little thing whispering in your ear the whole time.
And if you've never listened to that band, Low, they're really amazing.
Agreed. Yeah, that's a lost art right there. We got to look into... Let's find them. See what they're up to these days. Probably broken up into 15 different ingredients into like all these other soundtracks that we don't know about. But that's why we're here, to help you out.
Alan Sparhawk. That's the guy from the
Half-Life.
Wait. Shh.
Yeah, that is such a good comment. Thank you. show, second season. Worth.
Is the show good?
It's so good. Now, Greg Nicotero does the first episode, and the episodes are split in half.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first half. The second half, overloaded with joy. I was like, get out of town. You can do that? They must have they had to sign so many agreements to, I don't know, like this thing, like, it's like the, I can't spoil anything. Watch it. We'll just say Sam Raimi's on it. Nicotero created it. And everybody that loves The Evil Dead will love it.
What's this on? What
Prime?
It's on Prime.
Creepshow 2. It brought a huge smile to my face.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it tonight. That, and I'm gonna watch that Z movie.
Oh, Z,
which you were talking about, I think, last episode.
Yeah, last episode. And now Z. Now let's go back to that. Z is worth another, because I'm trying to. We're gonna get those people on the show, I think. But honestly, Z by Brandon Christensen, 2019. Starring Keegan-Connor Tracy. She was phenomenal. Kid with an imaginary friend that is probably more than that. And
a demon or something.
I can't explain it. There's so much more. It's just a really good movie. Watch it. Just creepy for creep factor. Not a lot of blood spilled. If you want blood spilled, it's the movie I didn't watch. And I don't know that there's blood. It's just disgusting. We talked about this. Cuso.
Won't watch it.
K-U-S-O.
Never going to watch it.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's rough. That's a rough one. By now, I already watched the whole thing. Yeah, haven't eaten in 5 days. All right. So what are we looking forward to music-wise, man? Do we have anything else coming up? I got tickets for Deftones.
You do?
Yes, I do. Oh. Deftones. Let's see. What else? Megadeth. And is it going to happen, folks? Are these shows going to happen?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. I really want live music to come back because I miss it.
Yes.
A lot.
And who would you go see immediately if you could see any of them?
You know, our boys that we interviewed a few times, I wish they would tour, was Godzillionaire. I'd love to go see them.
Yes.
That album, I think, was so underrated. And just, you know, dropped during the pandemic year, and I think that I think it really would have taken off in any other year.
I hope they release it.
Yeah, I think they need to.
Godzillionaire, so tight. And go back, I don't know, that's like 20 episodes, and they've been on 2 or 3 times now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great band, guys. Honestly, Godzillionaire. Spelt like it sounds.
I would see them. I would like to. I would love to. If Mr. Bungle would do more shows, with the lineup that they put out the new album, or, you know, I know Tomahawk just put out an album. Another Mike Patton band.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They just put a new album out. It's
really
good.
What's the lineup? Dave Lombardo.
Now it's the Tomahawk lineup.
I thought Dave Lombardo played with him after the...
So it's John Stainer, the original drummer from Helmet.
Oh.
Mike Patton sings.
Yeah, I know that.
Trevor Dunn plays bass from Bungle.
Bungle.
And the name's escaping me. The gentleman that played guitar in the Jesus Lizard.
Okay, so is this a more substantial album, you think? Have you heard...
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Okay, because I own some of the other.
Yeah.
Better? Same?
It's, I think it's mostly in line, if you are looking for a similarity in their material, probably with the first album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So hot off of Faith No More.
Yeah. Kinda.
All right, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I have a beef with local radio, and I've caught on to their antics, and I've noticed that they, when a new album comes out, like I'm holding right here, Rob Zombie, they'll announce that the album's out, and then go ahead and play Living Dead Girl again,
or Dracula, and again.
They only announce
every 30 minutes or whatever.
but they only announce that there's a new album, but they never play a song off the new album. You'll never hear
any of these songs.
Well, what was the first single? King Freak, I think, or whatever
King,
it is.
Yeah, right here. The Triumph of King Freak.
Yeah.
Which is on rock radio everywhere else in the nation. Why can't they play it? They won't pay the money to play it.
Maybe.
That's what it is. They're only playing songs that they own. And that's why we hear Santeria every fucking day by Sublime. Every fucking day.
I hate that song.
Like, now I do. I think I like, enough.
I don't think I ever liked that song.
But
that's me, personally.
I can't stand that terrestrial radio will not play new songs from a band, but they'll be like, oh, here... Like, Nirvana's got a new one out, you know, like, and, you know.
Yeah, did you hear that? Did you actually listen to that song?
Christ. No,
I didn't.
No, it's not even a shot against Nirvana. But why, they're so afraid, or they're afraid to pay for the new songs? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. I feel like they have about 30 songs that they play on repeat.
Okay, it's not just me.
Over and over and over.
I promise I would not get angry anymore. So, King Kong vs. Godzilla.
Oh, man, I love that movie. It was everything that I wanted it to be more.
We're not supposed to give spoilers. But at this point, no?
Yeah, spoil it.
All right, Godzilla fucking won.
Yeah.
He won.
Yeah.
He finally got his beef.
Yeah.
He got his beef. I watched that 60s movie into the 70s where that King Kong swims off into the distance. Godzilla owns the water. What the fuck? What, did he drown him, hit him with a rock underwater? I was so mad. I've been mad for 35 fucking years. All right?
I love both characters so much.
I don't.
I do. I love them both. I love Godzilla. I mean...
They made you like Kong.
I'd like Kong.
Oh, boo. Ugh. Yuck. No, Godzilla, he puts his foot on his chest like, you don't want this. And he's like, yeah, you're right, I'm tired. But in Kong's defense, he got his ass handed to him before. He got beat down before the fight.
Yeah.
He was getting shredded.
Yeah.
And then Zilla shows up. So that's how they make it. They suffice it like that. Like, well, if Kong was at his full strength, he would have kicked Zilla's ass. I just love that foot on the chest, like, please, refrain. Yeah. Refrain, motherfucker. Just stay.
Well, you know, the first fight in that movie, too, Kong was at a major disadvantage.
Yeah, because Japanese owned the rights? You mean...
He was severely handicapped.
He had a bad haircut, too.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. But you called it. You called it Mechagodzilla was going to show up.
And oh boy, did he.
Yeah, he did. And you were really thrilled about that.
Yeah. You know, he's not in the movie very long, but it's really well done. I think everything about that movie is really well done. Some of the character, development with the kids was a little bit, with Millie Bobby Brown in this movie, you know, it was okay. Did it need to be there? I don't know.
Yeah,
but
the acting was not so great.
But I mean,
script.
You're not in this movie for the people,
right?
Yeah.
But you were. They did really well prior to this one with your human characters. You cared. This time around, please step on them. Please just step on them.
There's a little bit more of that. It's a little bit easier to. Godzilla to step on Bambi. Remember that?
Yeah. But I'm hoping for some deleted scenes where they actually get stepped on. I did not like the human characters this time around.
Yeah.
This time. And the guys that...
I didn't hate them.
No, I didn't hate them. They just weren't... Even like the lead female, I hate to say. Weak. I don't know her name. Don't know the actress.
I can't think of her name.
Right. Forgettable. They're all forgettable. Mm-hmm. But that's the idea. The monsters win. So what's next for this franchise? Is next? I want Smog Monster. Hedorah.
I don't know where they go next.
Hedorah. They won't do Hedorah. It's too gross. Oh, but it'll be so great. Rated R Godzilla movie. With Hedorah. Because Hedorah's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, really, think about it. What you could do there. The blob. 10 times. You know, like... And he spits that shit, those weapons that just like...
but you should be. There are things that dwell here in the dark. Things best left unseen.
With the initial smoke clear from the fall of tomorrow, the blood now flows even thicker with dwelling in the dark. 11 stories. All bits of the same mysterious puzzle, fitting together with horrific parallels to its predecessor. Get ready for new, truly terrifying tales set in the broken world from the fall of tomorrow. Take a closer look at what's now dwelling in the dark. If you dare. Available on Amazon in traditional print and ebook. Get your copy today. Visit www.fairlydarkproductions.com for more info on the author and his work.
So anyway, so I listened to Rob Zombie's new album, and I really, really, I think this, it's phenomenal. If you're a fan, get the Rob, this is it, right there. The guitar in Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy. Can you read that?
Like,
even with my glasses, I can't. But
the Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy.
Yes. And
you said the guitar injection.
I did, didn't I?
The Lunar. It kind of does look like guitar a little bit on the front cover.
It's my mind. But I did read the Kool-Aid Acid Test, which is where he's getting that, you know, that book, of course.
I think this is probably one of his best albums he's put out in a while.
Okay. I'm going to, let's see. All right, blindly. We have not talked about this album yet. The Jam, and I feel him opening or closing or in the middle of a set. I say opening. Get Loose is the best song on that album.
I'm going to have to listen to it again.
Yeah, you are. Get Loose. Get Loose is badass.
That's track 15.
It's 2 minutes and 55 seconds of just pure adrenaline. Just pure, like, adrenaline. I love his bits and pieces in the middle. His little piecemeal where he throws in. Actually, Serenity of Witches is a beautiful little piece. It's like, I don't know, 30 seconds long. But
the little interludes.
I love that stuff. That's why you buy an album. That's exactly why you buy it. And this gets two thumbs up from me. And let's see. What didn't I talk about yet? Should I go to season 5 of The Expanse? Is it worth it for people to go all the way to season 5? Or does it change so much that I won't like the show anymore? Ooh, hard question.
I don't know. Obviously, I don't think I can answer that because I haven't gone past season 4, remember?
Okay, no, I know people have read it, though.
And so I don't know. I don't know. I feel like we're on the precipice of a change in the show.
Okay.
But I don't know where it's going to go.
Curious.
So, I put a pause on it, like I said earlier, because it's like, I just don't want to burn through this because I enjoy it so much and I really like it. And, you know, I want to, you know, I had some books that I wanted to read. Speaking of which, there's a new Mark Lanegan book out.
Yes. You told me, yeah.
Kind of a sort of poetry, sort of sequel to his memoir that he put out last year.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that. I want to get that. There's a new Whitley Strieber book.
Oh, Christ. I've been down that rabbit hole so many times. Oh,
I love that guy.
Oh, he's nuts, dude. He's
he is nuts, but I
love
that guy.
Christopher Walken plays him in the movie Communion. You must see that.
I've never seen it, and I want to.
It's on Prime right now.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
I'll have to check it
out. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, Communion, I should say. Whitley Strieber. Okay, Wolfen.
Yeah.
Back in the day, that was on TV all the time. But he wrote fictional books, but he claimed to have had this extraterrestrial abduction experience. And it's portrayed in the movie Communion and the book that he wrote, Communion. But the best part about the movie is Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken playing Whitley Strieber. It's amazing.
Is it?
Because he's nuts. And Walken's nuts.
He is nuts.
Watch Communion just for Christopher Walken. Don't watch it for the aliens.
Well, I think Whitley's...
They're in it.
I think that his... I don't know that he really knows that it's truly aliens. Or I think his theory has changed so much over the years.
Did he go to fairies in Ireland?
No.
Damn it.
They're interesting. I know in some of the recent interviews that I've watched with him, he talks a lot about kobolds, which are... Do you know what kobolds are?
I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. And he talks about that. And, yeah.
You're climbing a dangerous route right now. So how is your sleep paralysis these days?
I think I vaguely recall it happened maybe once in the last 3 months. And prior to that, it hasn't happened in at least a year.
Because I have, again, trying to get more empathetic to your situation. I've stopped laughing at it.
Well, it used to happen a lot. And it was, early on when I was, younger. Late teens,
yes.
Early 20s. It was weird, I didn't talk to anybody about it, but it just became like a normal thing.
I've watched documentaries.
Yeah.
And Whitley Strieber is a person you actually kind of want to read when it comes to that. He's a lot of his experience revolves around that.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder where it, with him, it, you don't know where it ends and where it begins.
I know.
But you might draw some conclusions there. When it comes to weird creatures entering your bedroom, that's something else.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary. It's on Prime again, on sleep paralysis. It's very serious. And I think they interview like 8 people and 8 different visions and versions of what happens.
I started to watch that when you told me about it. I don't know if I got sidetracked or I fell asleep because I was watching it late at night, but I have to get back to it.
Yeah. I recommend. Just so you know, you're not alone in that. And, they got to wake up the rest of us that are not empathetic to why that person sleeping next to you is not sleeping real well at night. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. But, all right. So, in closing, how do we bring people up from this? How do we make them smile? Sean still has sleep paralysis? Oh, no.
I don't know. That's a dangerous question.
Really not the way to go.
How do they want to smile?
I know, right? Live shows are coming back. I don't know. Godzilla wins.
Are you dying of COVID over there? What's going on?
I'm trying not to laugh too much because I'm coughing so much. No, it's not COVID. Just pollen. Too much pollen.
Pollen is definitely in the air.
All right, so we were going out with a song. But yeah, so that I have, of all the garbage out there, I did come across a Bigfoot thing, and I think...
It's on Hulu. It's called Sasquatch.
Oddly enough, what did you find like in the very moment that I was thinking about this damn show I just watched?
I found an ad for it.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a Hulu documentary called Sasquatch. It says it's a true crime investigation from the Douglas. I'm not sure what that says. Brothers Productions.
Spy Rock.
Yeah.
Out in California. Yeah, it's in the weed fields of the mountains of California.
It's got a really cool promo poster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 3 guys were murdered by a possible Sasquatch.
You think?
I watched the series. It's 3 episodes on Hulu.
Yeah.
It's called Just Sasquatch, correct?
Yep.
David, what's it? David Holtz something?
That doesn't say here.
Well, the guy, the documentarian, it's like David Holtzbert or something.
Don't know. Doesn't say.
Well, yeah, it's very, look it up. It's very interesting and it's very timely. But crypto folks, don't get your hopes up too much because it takes place in weed country, and weed country, it's basically you're talking the new pirates, of the high seas, but it's the mountains. It's,
yeah.
And, yeah.
These people are kind of like moonshiners.
Yes, but with AR-15s.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Sasquatch does come into play.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. And it's three episodes, and I don't want to give anything away. Watch it. But you'll draw your own conclusions. Probably by, I say, halfway through the second episode, you'll draw your own conclusions as to what's going on. But it's very interesting. And so, yeah, believable. That's the most real documentary I've seen in a long time.
Really?
Yes, because it's, yeah, it is what it is. And I hate saying that because I can't spoil anything. We already spoiled Godzilla. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. As always, at Fairly Dark on Twitter. I will share your stuff. I probably don't talk too much on there. Instagram, kettle.whistle.radio. And Facebook, David Fairhead. And if you have music, send it to kettlewhistleradio@gmail.com. Sean, where do we find you?
You find me on Facebook.
And man, if you're interested in comic books, Dr. Peeler issue 2 will be selling that at the Mothman Festival. And Dr. Peeler can be found at www.burningbulbpublishing.com and burningbulbcomics/publishing.com. You'll find it there. And help support the cause. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back. Right, Sean? Captain Sexy, will you be back?
I will be back.
Thank God. Good night. We'll be right back.
Mile, are you ready to record our promo for season two of the Wanna Bet podcast?
David, have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Miles, we're not here to quote lines from Airplane. We're here to tell people that season two starts August 18th.
But I like Airplane.
I know you do, but Wanna Bet is a sports betting podcast. Each week we bet $1,000 on the NFL teams and games that we love.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. And last year you picked over 60% of your games correctly.
How'd you do?
We're not talking about that. We are telling people that they can find us every Friday. So no more movie quotes.
Roger, roger.
Electric acid.
Ever thought about starting your own podcast? Do you have a business or a message you want to share with the world?
Well, now it's easier than ever with Electricast. Hi, I'm Mark Netter.
And I'm Peter Rafelson. We're the founders of Electricast Media.
Whether you want to start a new podcast or already have one, join Electricast to grow your audience, monetize your content, and build your community.
With our simple sign-up, you get free promotion, world-class analytics, premium ads, and personal support.
Go to Electricast.com and join our community today.
Electricast. Transform your influence.
Electric acid. Electric acid.